Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she just really, just that this really helps her to have clarity and practice discernment in the days to come, and that she sees how these warnings also come in Scripture and she really needs to take them seriously. Ask all these prayers, you Father, Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more clearly, more perfectly, I'm sorry, so that you can hear Him and obey Him more perfectly, because He's the one that's going to be protecting you, okay, and keeping you safe from the difficult trials you're going to face. You just don't know what's coming your way, but He does, okay? But when you do, you're going to be persecuted, and talking about understanding persecution from understanding Bible prophecy, okay? Now, I do want to warn any sister that's listening. I don't mean to laugh, but you just have a hard time ahead. I'm starting to see a lot of, like, well, there's full-on false prophets, okay, coming out of the woodwork, but then there's also just, I think they're just deceived Christians who are being led about by false spirits. In all honesty, they don't seem like full-on false prophets. They just seem like they've got deceiving spirits around them, like we've been talking about, and they just don't really know because they've are not conformed to the image of Christ, and they're like prophesying and trying to tell people stuff and warn people. Now, you see this in the book of Jeremiah and in the book of Ezekiel, okay, where there, whenever you have like a judgment, okay, and the fall of a country, like again, you see this in the Bible, okay, and with the fall of Judah, okay, it's the false prophets come out of the woodwork and all these false dreams and divination, and people start hearing stuff. And unfortunately, as you see, they deceive people, okay? They really do. And I'm seeing them start to show up, and it's going to get a lot worse during the fall of the United States. And you really need to be careful, because they actually do know their Bible. And I'm listening to these people, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, if I didn't know my scriptures and have a strong and powerful relationship with Christ, I might believe this person because I wouldn't know where they're off. And as I'm listening to them, I say, no, that doesn't match the scriptures. That doesn't match the Lord's character. And so I'm able to practice discernment. But the problem is that if any sister is listening, is lukewarm, doesn't know her Bible, that's why I always say, read your Bible from cover to cover. When you're done, read it again. Because I've walked into churches even, and they have interpretations of like prophecy and the book of Revelation that's incorrect, but they've got scriptures to support it, okay? But when you know the whole Bible, but I gotta make this clear, knowing your Bible from cover to cover, reading it from cover to cover and you're done, read it again, it's not just about knowing the scriptures, but knowing God's character and having a strong and powerful relationship with Him, okay? Being a real Christian. A lot of Christians here in the United States, they are saved, but, you know, when you compare them to, say, you know, people that are overseas who are dying for the sake of the gospel, they can tell that they are just not where they're supposed to be as a Christian. There's something wrong there, okay? Your life needs to be dead and buried and hidden to Christ. You need to be about eternity. You need to be about souls. If you're about yourself, if you're selfish, if you're worldly, if you're lukewarm, you're going to get deceived by these people, and it's going to hurt, okay? Because they're telling people that things are going to be okay, that, you know, good news is coming and all this types of stuff, and it's really not. God's going to take care of you, and that's what I've been talking about. And there is good news in terms of souls getting saved and you seeing the hand of God moved and His protection, but you got a hard road ahead, okay? And you need to get ready. And if you're listening to these people, okay, you're going to get stumbled, okay? But again, it's really about you being conformed to the image of Christ, you being about souls, you being about eternity, you being about the gospel, you being about Him, okay, and knowing Him and having a strong and powerful relationship with Him and reading your Bible from cover to cover, not just in your head knowing your scriptures, okay, but knowing His character through the Word of God, knowing how He works, okay, that really is your only only protection is you. It's who you are in Christ. Okay, are you a real Christian? Are you really truly okay about eternity, about the gospel, okay, about saving souls, okay? Are you truly conformed to the image of Christ, or are you selfish? Are you worldly? Are you lukewarm? Okay, because if you are, you'll listen to them, unfortunately, and it's going to hurt, okay? So you really do, and he says just listening, and it's like that needs to repent, okay? And really turn to the Lord with your whole heart, okay? And give everything you got to the Lord, okay? Because time's going to get rough and very confusing, very deceptive, okay? I'll go and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for your sister that starting her day that she humbles herself and reads her Bible from cover to cover. When she's done, reads it again. And ask to be filled with your Holy Ghost so she can understand these things. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.